Good afternoon, everyone. Just thank you guys for coming out. It means a lot to us to have you guys being here and supporting us. So first of all, I'm just going to say to the seniors, good job, guys. We did it. No more work we have to do, or schoolwork, that is. It's kind of hard for me to actually accept it right now. It's just like we're done. Like it just feels like tomorrow, Monday, we're going to have to haul it. Well, actually, I think we do, actually, because of CAD test. But after that, though, it's, yeah. We worked really hard this year. I know some of us worked a little harder than others. But, I just got done yesterday. So you could say it's cutting a little close. But you students that are still in school, I just want to encourage you guys just to work hard now, because it's kind of annoying when you have to cram your last senior year because you also are doing a lot of stuff too. So, and with that, I do have a quote from Thomas Paine. It says, "The harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. I love the man that can smile in trouble, that can gather strength from distress and grow." I don't think this is a Christian quote, but it really, like, it applies to all of us lives. It's just the more work we put into a job, the more reward we'll get from it. So I'm going to talk a little bit now, kind of what Mr. Literal did, about some characteristics from each person. But so first of all is Ben. I'd say he kind of has a talent to get hurt. He is known for going in the emergency room quite a bit. If there's anything dangerous, sign him up. He wants to go do it. And then next is Monty. I'd say he's known throughout all the school years for being very good at just debating and proving his point. He's very opinionated, and that's good. And then next is Amber. Just one thing I remembered from her, or about her, was that in fifth grade she would she could beat all of us in hitting the softball. She could hit it way farther than all of us. And we were like, oh, us guys were just annoyed at it. But that's good. And then Megan, she's also athletic too, like Mr. Literal said. And one thing with that, though, is that she always had like these little funny remarks in and stuff like that, and was always joking, which is good. And then Caitlin, I'd say she could be considered my arch enemy, I guess. Like, all throughout all the school years, she was always, me and her were always competing for the best grade. So that was, I'd say it's good, too, because you almost need someone like that to, I don't know, encourage you to do better. But, and then Ian, I noticed something about him is he's always trying his hardest, whether it's in sports or singing or whatever he does. He's always trying his very hardest. Just something like throwing softball. He can throw the hard super, super fast, but sometimes he can't control it the best. But, it's very good. So our class, I'd say, is very close. We've went through school since kindergarten and very close. And, we lasted till now. And so I'd say we have a very awesome group of teachers over the years. They're all very cool, and So first of all, I'm going to kind of go over what we did throughout the years, each teacher that we had. So first of all, it was Betty Koblenz and Emma Slaybaugh taught us in kindergarten. And then it was Melody Schrock taught us in first grade. And then I do believe Lissel Graber taught second grade, and then Melody Schrock taught us in third grade again. And then Joseph Kaufman taught us in fourth grade. And then after that was fifth grade, which is known by us as our wild year. We went through four teachers, so if that says anything. So first of all was Evan Slaybaugh. He was he taught us for half the year, and then it was Jennifer Weaver for about like a week or so. I don't know. And then my dad, my dad was there for like a few weeks, and then Brian Miller came and taught us for the rest of the year. Then. So then starting sixth grade. Joseph Kaufman taught us again, and he taught us, I do believe it was sixth and seventh grade he taught us in, and he is really awesome. We always had these really interesting African stories and stuff like that, and it was kind of funny because sometimes our classes would extend quite a long time with his stories, so that was always good. And then in 8th, 9th, and 10th, Brian Miller taught us. And those were really good years. Those were a lot of fun. We always, after every break, we'd always come in and have all these cool jokes and facts to hear about. And that was always really, really fun. And we had some really good discussions, too. And, yeah. And then Josh Literal came. And we had a lot of fun this year. A lot of us were busy, but we still had just a ton of fun. We had lots of cool experiments and interesting discussions. And just one experiment that I remember is it was like just a week or so into the school year for devotions. He's like just curious about this. So we like go out into the parking lot and like test stopping distances of a car, like going at certain speeds, and I thought that was a blast. That was like so much fun. Now finally, I want to just say a little bit about our senior trip. It was a lot of fun. We experienced a lot, and we just learned stuff. We learned how to make tortillas, so that was. But yeah, just a ton of fun. Yeah, Kayla's down there, so that's good. So I just want to say thank you to all you guys, the moms for doing hot lunch all the time and the dads for doing devotions and just the church as a whole, because we couldn't go to school if it wasn't for the church. So I'm really thankful for that. And especially I want to say thank you to my family. They're a very much encouragement to me. My siblings, they always encourage me to do better and not to give up. And also my parents for helping me all the time. And yeah. And then most of all, I just want to thank the Lord for everything he's done. It would not be possible whatsoever without him. He's given me like a tremendous amount of help. And I know I've grown a whole lot in all the years in school. I just have learned so much along with the teachers that give devotions. They really impact us. And yeah, I just am so thankful for him and all that he's done. And yeah, I've just learned to trust him more and to give everything to him. And so a final verse I have is 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Thank you.